In Texas, the trouble is widespread flooding. South Central Texas was hardest hit following days of torrential rains. There could, though, be a break today. CBS News correspondent Hari Srinivasan is in De Jesus, Texas, with more. Good morning, Hari.
Good morning, Jeff. It is a lot better and a lot drier now, but during the flash flood where I'm standing, I'd be up to my knees in water. This little town and this little restaurant was completely inundated after 12 to 17 inches of rain fell.
I need you to tell me the replacement cost.
This isn't the restaurant that Bill Keach would have you visit.
It's hard to look at when you walk in that kitchen and where I cook and you see everything upside down and all that mud.
He walked me across a hardwood floor turned soft by 4 feet of water during the flash flood and through a kitchen that'll have to be thoroughly disinfected. In just 12 hours, 17 inches of rain flooded this tiny town and surrounding areas of South Central Texas. The cleanup will take much longer.
It's a slow process. You get some of it done and you see you trip it all back.
Dozens of people had to be rescued, some by helicopter.
I just quickly got the kids and put them up on top of the house because I wasn't going to risk it.
176 passengers had to be offloaded from an Amtrak train when high waters closed more than 35 miles of track. In Kendall County, Texas, Boy Scouts had to find a new route out after their campgrounds were taken over by a rising river.
Came back down later and tried to, you know, see whatever gear we could retrieve, and we retrieved it. But lost five vehicles and troop trailer.
And Bill Keach says both the live music and the famous chicken fried steak will come back.
I'm here to do whatever it takes. And hopefully the bank and the insurance company and everything, it'll all come back in place.
And it'll be a long and slow process to try and make sure that this restaurant and all the other small businesses in this town come back, because it'll take some time, of course, for the insurance adjusters to get everything going. And, of course, forecasters are saying that they are expecting a break in the weather today and tomorrow, some drier weather, so hopefully these folks can get up and running soon. Jeff?
CBS's Hari Srinivasan in De Jesus, Texas. All right, thank you.